News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and my expert this morning talking about ADX digital communications and all the things we offer here at the radio stations. In addition to the on-air stuff, we can help you out digitally as well. Good morning. Brian Prowitz is here, one of our marketing consultants.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm adjusting to the cold.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Wait, what?
It was a bit of a curve, but...
Yeah, well, he just moved here from...
from Oregon. From Southern Oregon. Don't hold it against me. I've learned to say crawfish, not crawdads. Michael, thank you for that.
But I asked him, we watched, I said, so, how are you liking this Florida weather?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I love it. I like change, you know, and it's interesting to get up. And, I mean, the thunderstorms and just the... 5 minutes of torrential rain and then muggy and all those things. But now hey, I'm here for it. Let's go.
Got the plants out for the rain. Now to bring back in.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Like, can we get just some rainwater on some of these little trees? Yeah. So, it's all good. Hey, here we are. Spring is like, and we used to say it in Oregon as well. You know, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. And I think around here it's true also.
Absolutely.
I'm fascinated. I'm an amateur meteorologist.
Me too.
Kind of the same way I'm an amateur ornithologist, you know, bird watcher. I'm an amateur a lot of things. But not digital marketing, my friend.
Oh, he's a professional in this area.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm really excited because we just came off of 2 days of workshops last week.
That's right. I saw lots of folks here.
Yeah, it was busy, wasn't
yes.
it? We had 2 days of sessions with our digital advisor, Greg Swiz, who was here. And we had... I know the numbers that we had. I bet you we rolled about 27 businesses through here.
No kidding.
In 2 days.
Wow.
We had close to 40 people. Mm-hmm. And these are business owners who took up the offer to come learn more about digital marketing to just get familiar with it because there's so many questions. And of course, just like you always say, the first moment is when they're just so surprised that we do so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 19 different digital marketing tools that we can launch on behalf of your business, looking for and targeting your key customers,
right,
and moving them to action. And out of that, you can imagine when you have all those conversations and you're launching ideas and kind of throwing stuff against the wall and talking more deeply about all of this and learning, ideas start to percolate.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to provide a couple of very specific things to business owners listening this morning, because it seems like we talk in general terms a lot. And so I just want to give a couple of really specific, very simple ideas that I've been told have been talked about around here before, long before I got here, but also just are good reminders.
Mm-hmm.
Like where people can go, oh, wow, oh, I can do that. So we talk about behavioral targeting a lot, where we can choose to target people generally in a geography. So you pick Escambia and Santa Rosa counties and you want to target with my message for my business. I want to hit people that have a household income of, you know, $100,000 or more, or the home value is XYZ, or they have two kids or they don't have kids, or they, you know, they own a boat or an RV or they don't. I mean, all the behavioral stuff. Okay. Now that's targeting people based on the things that they sort of do, their lifestyle. Okay. But I want to talk today about something that's very specific around geofencing, we call this. Okay. You've heard geofence,
mm-hmm.
the concept. In a geofence situation, you're hitting everyone that goes in that circle. Okay. So my question to business owners today is, how would you like it if you could target people who are already doing something you want them to do? So
Ooh.
Right now we're not searching for people through this big pile of demographics.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can hit the people that are doing something you already. So in other words, if I'm selling widgets in Milton,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to reach people who are interested in my product, here's idea number one: geofence your competitors.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Put a circle around all the people, around the places, rather, where your competitors are. Because when customers go into that geofence, they obviously are already interested in the product you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not on your doorstep.
Interesting.
But what if you could send a display ad or a video ad or your social mirror, your social post that you love, you could hit the phones of the people when they're walking around the other guy across the street's place.
Wow.
And say, why don't you come over here? And the beauty of this is they're already interested in the product. They're mm-hmm. already taking action to go look at the product. They're actually researching the product. Well, in that phase, that's when you want to make sure that they know you exist.
Absolutely.
And we can make it so that when they click on your ad, it actually sends directions to their phone to your place.
Wow.
So this is very specific, detailed, you could say aggressive.
A little.
But, hey, if you want to make sure, look, if somebody is looking into what you're selling, isn't one of the goals to just know they know you exist?
Mm-hmm.
So in the moment when they're thinking about buying the product or service, you're at least in the conversation.
Right.
You don't want them to go through the entire process of looking into it, considering it, and then buying it without ever knowing you exist. But now you can get to them before they buy, theoretically, while they're doing the thing you want them to do. They're just doing it in the wrong place. Bring them to your door with geofencing your competitors.
This is pretty profound. I mean, this sounds very actionable.
It is very actionable. It's extremely simple.
Mm-hmm.
And with a basic geofencing, pretty much any of our products, with a basic level of a campaign, this you can target. What actually coming out of this, we have an idea to target 1,200 locations on the map.
Wow. So it's not just one.
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You can target all over the place.
Wow.
So, yeah. And it might not just be, so I'm thinking of like, I don't know. I try not to get too specific on like industries, but let's just say golf.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sell golf shoes.
Right.
You would want to target all the golf courses.
Sure.
But also all the other places you can buy golf shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So not only would it be like, oh, well, at the golf course, yes, I want all those because those are the golfers.
Sure.
But there are a lot of places you can buy golf shoes.
Interesting.
And you can circle those and deliver ads to the people that walk in there.
Okay. If you've got a comment or question for Brian, 850-437-1620. If you want to actually find out how you, if you're listening going, you know, I think I might want to do this. Who should they call?
Yeah, call Jeff Wayne. Here at the station, 850-262-6000, as we're talking about geofencing today here on Pep Talk.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about ADX digital communications and digital marketing. Brian Prowitz is here, and we do have a text that just came in, Brian.
All right.
How can a Milton-based small business get started with digital advertising? How much does it cost a month to get started?
Well, it doesn't matter if you're in Milton or downtown Pensacola or Cantonment. It just doesn't matter where you are. We can sit down with you. The whole idea is we want to sit down and get to know your business a little bit more before we get too detailed on how much it costs. So I would say, though, I mean, if you're going to go get into a marketing contract or you're thinking about getting out there, I mean, basically everything that's out there is $1,000 to $1,500 a month to begin. I mean, if you want billboards or TV or anything. So what you don't want to do is you need to have a marketing budget. And I've heard Tasca talk about this quite a bit in previous episodes. That's just the – you can – there are ways to do things a little bit more cheaply. You could do it yourself on Facebook, and people are excited when they get a $250 campaign going on Facebook, and they're happy with that, and it generates what they do. Okay, that's fine. But you can also waste a lot of money by undercutting your own – effectiveness by trying to save a couple of dollars. So it's important they have a budget for marketing, and it's really important that we sit down with you and talk you through what we would do. And the reason we can't just start dropping dollars in front of you or dollar amounts for potential campaigns is because your audience is probably pretty specific. If your audience is very large and you're covering a large geographic area, then you're going to have to, you have to know that that budget's got to be a little bit bigger because mm-hmm. you're looking at targeting more people. If it's smaller and more focused and you're very specific about who your audience is, you might be able to really pinpoint and focus a campaign that might save you a little bit. It would be on the lower end of that scale.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, one big mistake we see is people that just really want to undercut that marketing budget. And you can end up wasting a lot of money because you want to be effective. If you're going to be out there, you want to hit a certain percentage of the audience, which we can show you what your budget would get to because we can predict how large the audience is in mm-hmm. digital targeted marketing.
Interesting. So then you do also have accountability. When you set up these campaigns with people, at the end of the month, they can find out how they did. Is that correct?
Oh, the reporting is outstanding. As soon as I'm done here, I'm going to run over and talk to one of our clients about his report. He just launched a campaign, and we've got all kinds of website visitor ID information for him in the first couple of weeks of the campaign, so we can show how many impressions and clicks he's gotten,
mm-hmm.
which product, which line item is working best. So, yeah, the reporting and in fact, we can even offer a dashboard to somebody. They can log in themselves and see the data without us talking to them about it. Mm-hmm. We want to. We obviously want to talk to people about that. But on the other hand, too, if you want to just see it yourself and log into it and look at that detail, we definitely can set you up that way.
Okay. So I had a question. When it comes up on your phone, what do you mean?
So
that's
what
a technical question.
Sure. So... as you browse on your phone
mm-hmm.
and look at websites and apps, including social media, but also including any website that you go to, and a lot of apps, a lot of games have windows for video ads or display ads.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the ads would pop up.
Okay.
So when I say it's going to show up on your phone, what I mean is as you're using your phone out there in the world, and we all do all the time, including... a little bit too often at red lights, by the way, the ads pop up there. That's what I mean when it hits your phone.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yep. So we were talking about geofencing. We were talking about the strategy of geofencing your competitors. But here's another one, too. If you are a downtown business and somebody is coming downtown, and you want them to come to your store, we could draw a circle around downtown Pensacola. We could draw a circle around downtown Milton, too. I mean, it doesn't matter which downtown, but I'm specifically thinking about a few of the stores in downtown Pensacola. You know, I hear it's like, hey, we're always trying to get people downtown during the construction. Well, if they're already coming downtown, you've already cleared several barriers. Like, trying to convince people to come downtown who aren't or who live far away,
mm-hmm.
that's one challenge. But if they've already decided to come downtown and they're going to be downtown, then you've, like I say, they've already taken the first couple of steps that you don't have to spend money and effort to get them to think about coming downtown. They're already there.
Right.
If you have a geofence in downtown, then you can hit them with your ads and send them to your storefront, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where geofencing is different than a behavioral targeting concept. So
right.
That's why today I wanted to get really specific about geofencing. And, of course, the kicker to all this as well is we've been talking about the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. So spring break is here, but it's never too late. You can't tell by looking outside today. But
it's going to be here. It's coming this week.
That's what I've been told repeatedly. So now spring break is here. It is not too late for you to geofence with us. We have a plan with this Gulf Coast Getaway Pass to geofence like the airport and mm-hmm. the beach and the places that visitors are going to go who may or may not really have their loop, their favorites figured out and the behavior they're going to carry out, their plan when they're here. So you always want to be reminding them that you exist, that your place exists, your services, your boat tour, your bar, your shop.
Mm-hmm.
They people are going to be coming here and spending mad cash, according to our statistics, 2.5 million vacationers this year will spend over $1 billion in the Pensacola area while on vacation. So we can target the places they're going to go, starting with the airport, and deliver your ads to their phones as they go around. So that's the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. We'd love to talk about that as well. That's another geofencing concept. And the way to get that phone call and that conversation started is through a call to Jeff Wayne at 6,000 in order to talk digital.
This is Pep Talk. We're talking to the expert on digital advertising. We'll be back with Brian Prowitz on Pep Talk in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, talking about digital advertising with Brian Prowitz. So we had a question from one of our listeners, Matt in Cantonment, asked, so with the geofencing, this happens live as people are entering these circles around a competitor's store or golf course. It monitors in real time, and as soon as someone crosses with an Android or iPhone, you can send them a short code text message of some kind or from a phone number. So he says, I'm a bit uneasy about the privacy issue.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I appreciate that. The only thing I would change on that statement is that we're not sending short codes or text messages. These are display ads or a link to a post, a click through to a website. We don't ever get the data on who, and we don't know where. We're putting in an order into a system, and then the buyers purchase. And actually, what's happening is there's a bidding process for your eyeballs, Matt, on the places you go when you are on your websites and you're going around. And so a lot of people are trying to get in front of you based on your demographics and your behavior, and so that you will be moved to action. And it's happening all the time in real time. Yes, you're being advertised to by a lot of different, my goodness, how many messages a day do we get pinged with? The key and the thing that I'm excited about and the challenge that I enjoy is using those same concepts with local businesses, trying to hit local people who fit into a certain category that would make them a really great customer.
But you're not getting their name and phone number and that kind of thing.
No, yeah. No, we're not.
That's good.
On a geofencing concept advertising campaign, no. We know impressions, we know clicks, we don't know who, we know how many. Mm-hmm. And that's what the businesses want to know on a daily basis when they're paying for a campaign. So, Matt, I hope that answers your question. If you wanted to haggle over that a little bit more, text your number. I'll give you a call. We can talk.
Okay, he commented back. He says, cool. So using Google AdSense or AdMob or similar. Thanks.
Yeah, Google is one of our products. Mm-hmm. Yes, we could help you with your Google pay-per-click campaign or a thing called Performance Max, so that when you're searching or online in a certain way or going to somebody's Google business profile even, that will identify you. If you go to somebody's Google business profile, that means you are looking for a particular thing. You are behaving in a certain way, and that will attract a lot of attention from people who want you to come to their place,
kind of a thing.
So, well, I'm glad that that helped answer that question, Matt. Security is obviously very, very important these days, and we believe in it too. So give Jeff Wayne a call if you want to talk digital at 850-262-6000.
Okay, thank you so much, Brian, with ADX Digital Marketing.